If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
When we let the light, Jesus, shine through us in his acts of righteousness, it shows, exposes those dark deeds of unrighteousness.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald, and my friends, cherries, apples, peaches, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. Oh, I could go on and on. I just love to eat the wonderful fruits in God's creation. And then there are the apple pies and strawberry shortcake and peach cobbler, among other scrumptious temptations. Am I making anyone hungry out there? I know I am. Well, the fruits of God's creation are there for our enjoyment. As the Lord says in Genesis, "And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food." Then Revelation tells us that in God's kingdom, there will be a river of life flowing out from the throne of God, which will nourish trees. In fact, the tree of life, growing fruits, 12 crops, one every month. You see, God wants us to enjoy the fruit of his labor. Of course, the fruit that he most wants us to enjoy is the fruit that he produces in us, the fruit of righteousness. We're going to talk about that today, but first, let's listen to Glad sing about this fruit-filled life, where we tell the Lord that we desire more of you.
More of you and less of me. Oh, my Father, I want to be a spotless vessel so all can see. More of you and less of me. More of you and less of me. Oh, my Father, I want to be a spotless vessel. Only proves that though I might be used, your grace is the power within me. More of you and less of me. Oh, my Father, I want to be a small vessel so all can see. More of you and less of me. Though in my heart I planned to follow your commands, sin is still waging its war. My wayward heart now cause it to shine with
The Bible tells us that we are to bear fruit that is consistent with a repentance of the sin that all of us have committed toward God. It tells us that our lives should be redirected totally, that we should turn away 180 degrees from the rebellion toward God to follow Christ in relationship with God. But it doesn't just stop at telling us to make that turn. It tells us that the power to turn from acts of death. And by the way, what else could rebellious acts toward God be but death? Toward new life. That power is given to us, you see, because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, rose from the dead. When Jesus comes to live within our hearts, he gives us the power to turn from our old life. He gives us the power to consider ourselves dead to that old life. But there is more to this fruit bearing than just turning away from the old. It only makes sense that if God, through Christ, puts new life in us, new fruit should blossom out of us. Well, that's where we really get into this. And in his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul prays that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, filled with fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. And then to the church at Colossae, he writes, "We pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work." In this passage in Colossians, it goes on to indicate that this fruit is knowledge of God, it is strength, endurance, patience, joy, and thankfulness. In other words, turning toward new life means producing out of that new life acts that reflect that God lives within us, because God is all righteousness. God is all goodness, all strength, all patience, all joy. The righteousness of God is the fruit that we produce. Again, in the book of Ephesians, that also the Apostle Paul wrote, it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." See the 180 degree turn there? Now he goes on to say, "Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord." Now, what I want to be clear about here is that the light that Paul is talking about is not some new mystical, new age concept of light. No, absolutely not. He is speaking about Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus is the light that came into the dark world, darkened by sin, and lit it up himself. He is the truth. But Paul goes on to explain this 180 degree turn by saying, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Isn't that what light does? When we let the light, Jesus that is, shine through us in his acts of righteousness, it shows, exposes those dark deeds of unrighteousness. Wow! Isn't that great? And it goes on to say, these deeds are fruitless. But let's go to another direction. And what does the fruit of Christ look like? Is it truly different? Sometimes we Christians will even make excuses for our failures by noting the obvious, that we are not perfect, just forgiven. Yet I fear that we excuse ourselves a little too much. Does the world not see in us the 180 degree turn? Does the world not see Christ in us? Shouldn't our neighbors and friends see that Jesus is making a difference in our lives? What should the fruit of our new life look like? Well, you may be familiar with this passage from the Bible, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Let me stop there a moment before we continue with the rest of the passage, because it fleshes out one thing, and that is the fruit of the new life within us is exactly what God is. He is love. Everything that God does, he does in and for love. He defines love. In fact, John says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. That God, the Son, came to earth, lived as one of us without sin, and then died for our sins. Well, that was the ultimate definition of love. Love, then, is the ultimate fruit of this new life in us. In fact, if love does not fill your life, then one would question whether God has really changed you at all. Then Paul goes on to flesh out this love, this fruit of the Spirit, and he says it is joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruits of God's work in your life will be all these things that are so contrary to what the world produces. Are you living like the world in malice, impatience, turmoil, immorality, or is Christ living through you? Even if you say, well, I'm not that bad, without Christ, you are just fooling yourself. Why don't you ask Jesus into your life right now? And Christian, why don't you let him take full control of you right now? He is waiting to live fully through you in love. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I want to pray especially for those folks out there. Help them, everyone within my hearing, to feel the convicting power of your Holy Spirit. May they desire in their hearts and minds to belong fully to you, to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, love. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.